and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, July 24th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. With the veterans reporting to training camp tomorrow, this is going to be our last deep dive on the Niners roster, and we are ending things with defensive lineman Keon White. John Lynch traded a 6th-round pick for White at the end of October last season, and he showed some versatility after arriving, lined up all over the defense in San Francisco, and had 24 pressures in 11 total games, including the playoffs. He was 3rd overall on the team, and he also recorded 1.5 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, and recovered a fumble. White's 12.5% pass rush win rate was 3rd among defensive linemen, behind Yetur Gross-Matos, who's no longer on the team, and Bryce Huff, who's no longer on the team. Not bad for a guy that has a cap hit of just under $2 million this season. The real question with White, of course, is the exact same question we can ask for just about everyone on this defensive line. How will he bounce back from injury? Remember, White was shot in the ankle following a disagreement at a Super Bowl party and is coming off emergency surgery shortly after that incident. The good news is White was expected to make a full recovery, and according to videos he's been posting on social media, it appears he has done just that. In fact, a recent article in The Athletic says it's possible White could be ready to return by the start of camp tomorrow. Although, I'm sure the Niners will take it slow, considering there's no pressure to rush anyone back at this point. When it comes to this season, White is going to be part of a defensive front that has a lot of versatility. We know Nick Bosa can line up anywhere. We know Mykal Williams lines up both inside and outside, and White has shown the ability to do that as well. We all expect Raheem Morris to use a lot of 5-man defensive fronts this year, so having guys like White that can line up in different spots is going to give the Niners a ton of flexibility in how they attack offenses. And let's be honest, the less predictable this defense can be, the better. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday, The Athletic has a fascinating story all about Fred Warner's injury and his recovery. Apparently, the man has a literal superpower, and that is not an exaggeration. If you want to see what I mean, click the link in the description. One thing to watch, Chris Sims sat down with George Kittle for a fantastic interview on his podcast, Chris Sims Unbuttoned. Kittle spoke about how Kyle Shanahan once challenged him to a fight, and he broke his silence on the Brandon Ayuk situation. If you want to watch that, again, I'll have the link in the description. One thing you might have missed, the Niners are still churning their roster. According to Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 Houston, quarterback Jack Plummer will work out for the team today. Plummer is the UFL's reigning MVP. He had 17 touchdown passes and 1 interception in 10 games with the Orlando Storm. He previously spent time with the Panthers after going undrafted in 2024. He was waived by them during roster cuts last year. And no, in case you're wondering, he is not related to former NFL quarterback Jake Plummer. Jack Plummer will also work out for the Dolphins next week. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Now, Abby, you going to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guys' names?
Well, I should.
Well, you tell me the guys' names on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet.
This has been another Gold Standard Podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.